This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Oh, yeah, we are going to have some fun today. Steven Rizzotto, a.k.a. Pasta, on it early, Steiny. We are going to have some fun today. Lock in. What's up, man?
I'm ready to go. I am ready to go. I'm in the beach chair. I like it. Evan's going to be running the show, but why would you say Rizzotto's on his game? He looked to be the same Rizzotto that I've come to know and grudgingly like a little bit.
Well, he held us down yesterday. We were at Laughing Monk Brewing. It was an awesome time. You and I got to spend 4 hours together chopping it up about the Niners, joint practices, enjoyed a beverage, some hors d'oeuvres. It was a fantastic outing, and now we get to bring that energy that Steven Rizzotto sort of set the tone for into the day here on Friday, last day of the week.
Yeah, I'm excited, Evan.
You sound like it.
And I do have some concerns.
About what?
Okay, so, and we got to get some 49er feedback here from the fans. Because I did a deep dive after the joint workout yesterday.
That's usually Dibley's job.
Now, I didn't go back and look at the tape. But what I did was, we had Joe Shasky on. Then I listened to David Lombardi. Then I listened to Matt Maiocco. Then I listened to Larry Kruger. And they all had their impressions of what happened yesterday with the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
And so after you compile everything and you take it all in, how you feeling about what happened yesterday? What do you think happened yesterday? How important is it? And I'll pull my first guru before you answer. I think they've got some issues.
You just want to get out ahead of it? Well, I think that, Steiny, this is kind of what the year's going to be like. It's going to be up. It's going to be down. There's going to be inconsistent play. And a big reason for that is what we saw much of yesterday at joint practices. And I think what we're going to see a lot of tomorrow for their first preseason game, 5:30 kick, Levi's Stadium. We'll have your, I believe, post-game coverage with Mark Grandy on 95.7 The Game, so lock into that. You're going to see a lot of young players. And young players breed inconsistency. They just do. You know, there were reports that some of the young wide receivers look really nice. Jordan Watkins, their fourth round pick, had maybe the catch of the day on a deep ball for Mac Jones. Ricky Pearsall had a contested touchdown. All those things are good. But when it came down to the nitty gritty from everybody, and I think this was consistent among whether it's, you know, the Lombardis, the Krugers, all the rest, the trenches were the Broncos. That's where they feasted. And I think that's where also the Niners, at least on the offensive side of the football, probably have the most question marks. And Trent Williams didn't practice, obviously. He was on the sideline. But first McCaffrey run, stuff. DJ Jones talking mess. You know, Zach Allen, $100 million man, in the backfield, couple sacks, tackles for loss all around. The Niners offense might have got punked a little bit yesterday, but I don't see any reason that tomorrow in the preseason, some of those young guys who might have been, you know, in their first real padded up action against opponents, why they can't bounce right back.
Yeah, but I think the offensive line is going to be something that we may be talking about a lot this year. And it does feel like so much depends on Trent Williams. Like when he plays, it feels like their offensive line's pretty good. When he doesn't play, it feels like they stink. And, you know, we're used to seeing this offense kind of clicking. It can be very efficient. But I'm starting to think that's going to be the biggest challenge for this team to overcome. And it's going to show up, obviously, in the opposing team's pass rush and the opposing team stopping the run. I think that's going to be, to me, that was the biggest red flag yesterday that I heard from everybody commentating, that the offensive line was dominated early in that practice.
Now, the defensive line for the Broncos is a very good one.
Yeah, supposedly.
No. They are. Or at least they were last year. Well, they brought people back.
Okay, so if we're going to do that...
They are.
Okay.
I'm just speaking objectively.
Okay, well then the 49ers schedule is easy.
Well, they don't have to play the Broncos. Thank God.
No, what I'm saying is, people who say, 49ers schedule's easy this year. Oh, well, we don't know how they're going to be. We don't know how Jacksonville's going to be. Don't rob them of being good. Okay. And I'm just saying... Yeah, last year the Broncos had a good defensive line. Mm-hmm. We don't know about this year.
Well, they brought everyone back.
Well, and in theory, you would think that they'd be pretty good.
You know, I'm glad you actually brought up the schedule, because George Kittle said something yesterday that I'm trying to tell you, man. Like,
by the way, okay.
You're welcome. Don't judge a book by its cover. Don't judge the 49ers because they got the easiest schedule in the league. In fact, we can go down the schedule, and I'll tell you which teams are not going to be as bad as the ones that everyone is making them out to be, you know, like the worst group since 2015.
Okay, you reminded me of something yesterday, and it was very frustrating.
Was it me?
No, it had to do with Willard.
Oh.
Maybe I'll use it for my What's Bugging You.
Well, that's in 4 hours.
I know. So do I want to waste it now?
Well, I'm sure you could come up with something between now and then.
Yeah, sometimes it's tough.
Fridays are a harder day to come up with something that bugs you. Like, you know, yesterday I got a bit flustered during the crossover, not going to lie. Went back, ran the tape, was correct. Neither here nor there. You can't get to me today.
You want to bet?
Yeah, I do. You can't.
By the way, you think the Reds are going to make the playoffs? The Cincinnati Reds. Yeah, exactly. You're just like Guru.
Shut up.
You blurt stuff out, and then when you get called on it, you back off.
I think the Reds have a better chance of making the playoffs than the Giants.
Well,
how about that?
Of course they do.
Well, they're not that much further in front of them.
Yeah, that's true.
Mets continue to fall off a cliff. Our guy Dylan out back, the new account executive, doesn't seem too confident in them.
What's his name?
Dylan. You got to learn people's names, dude. It's how you...
Evan.
Become a part of the community.
Evan, don't do this.
Wow, what? Dude.
I didn't know his first name, but I know his nickname.
What's his nickname?
His nickname, and this is a problem, he said was Steiny. His name's Steinberg. His last name, did you know that? Yeah, it's Dylan Steinberg.
So his nickname is your nickname?
But that was back east, and I told him that's done. That's all. It's like the Olympic hostages in 72. They're all gone now. His nicknames are all gone now. He's got to establish new ones on the West Coast, and...
You don't realize that that's an L for you? The only reason you remembered his nickname is because it's your nickname.
Yeah, I know. But
requires zero effort.
No. We all use clues to help remember people's names, I think. Don't you?
No. You remember their names or you don't.
Well, I have trouble remembering people's names, so then I give myself internal clues is what I do.
So for the 49ers,
yeah.
When you're trying to remember Michael as opposed to Mikel or Michael,
yeah.
What's your mental cue?
Well, he's become a name now. He's okay. If you look,
he's a big boy.
Yeah, if you look at all the 49ers rookies,
because
this year,
you have respect for him.
Because he's a first round pick.
What about
Okay, let me tell you what's going to happen with Upton Stout.
Okay. By the way, John Lynch compared him to Rondé Barber. You know that name?
I do know that name.
He's a
former, let me see, either Buck or Giant, right?
Well, Tiki, his brother, played for the Giants. And
yeah, I know.
Rondé, you're right, was on the Bucks.
Yeah. Okay. What were we talking about? Mikal Williams? Well, he's hurt. He's hurt.
Yeah, he did limp off the field. Although, I mean, based on some of the other guys that are dropping like flies around the league, Niners might have caught a break.
How so?
Well,
yeah, with a positive test or, yes. They avoided.
Yeah, he hyperextended his knee and is going to be out this week and is hopefully going to be back soon. But the 49ers, off of yesterday's joint practice and before tomorrow's preseason game, like, what's kind of hitting you about the Niners? Is it the youth? Is it the offensive line, like for Steiny? You know, when you're reading about the results of a joint practice with the Denver Broncos where it kind of sounds like the Niners got roughed up a bit, does that make you feel, you know, more cautious about them? Do you even care when you hear those kinds of results? 888-957-9570.
Yeah, I heard the guys talking yesterday, and he's talking about, you know, Purdy threw a couple interceptions, and, you know, who cares? It's meaningless. I wouldn't say it's meaningless, but to me, after hearing everything yesterday, particularly from all the, you know, the writers who've covered this team for, you know, the last 10 years or so, it does seem apparent that they're not as good as the last two or three years in terms of their personnel on paper. And I think I don't think anybody really knows what to make of where they're at right now, because it's been so long since they've been in this situation. But what hit me yesterday, just listening to everything, and I'm not saying the 49ers are going to stink or anything like that. They should be fine. But it's kind of like watching the Giants after the Devers trade. It hits me that they've got some holes, and they've got some things that are not going to be overcome in the first or second week of the season. They're a team that's resetting, and this is the year where we'll probably measure whether their young players are even good enough to become full-time starters in two or three years. So I think when I looked at and heard everything from yesterday, I think it hit me, reality hit me, that we are not talking about the 49ers of the last two or three years.
And I want to take a look at last year's roster, because I think you're spot on. There's a lot of holes or question marks about this team right now, to put it nicely. Who are they replacing? And I think we knew that last year there were question marks about players that are no longer here. And those are the spots that they're trying to fill. How many of them from last year's team, even if they were previous members of the core, did we consider question marks? And how many of those guys are they trying to replace? I promise 707 for the Boxer Grissom Work Injury Attorneys text line and the 209. Steiny will finish his Upton Stout take on the other side. That's what's coming up on the game, presented to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson alongside Matt Steinmetz. That segment was brought to you by Cars for Kids. That's Cars with a K.
I'm a journalist with words. We need Thundercat.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Guru's going to be back next week. Evan Giddings in for him. Matt Steinmetz in the B chair today. Thank you for graciously sliding over for me, Steiny.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the San Francisco 49ers on the heels of their joint practice yesterday, preseason game one, tomorrow at 5:30. Going to have post-game reaction for you here on 95.7 The Game. You know, what's sort of hitting me about the Niners, Steiny, it's a little bit about last year to me has carried over a bit. And injuries befall all teams, but the Niners, I do think, because of how...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, top heavy they are. Each injury feels maybe a bit more sizable. You know, and look, we obviously cover the team. We are far more knowledgeable about the perceived 53-man, 90-man roster right now. But, you know, when you see a Mykel Williams limp off the field, you start to go, all right, well, that's one defensive lineman. Kevin Givens is already out with a pectoral. Evan Anderson has an ankle. They signed a guy who was on their squad for a couple games from three seasons ago and had to make room by cutting Eli Apple. And it just feels like a team that has a lot of top talent, but they're still a bit thin. At least that's what kind of stood out to me listening to all the reaction from yesterday.
Yes. It feels like they have more players who are capable of playing, but they don't know for sure how good these guys are going to be. And again, if they're going to have 6 to 8 first-time starters on defense, I just think it's almost like a fan mindset. And I just wonder, after the last 3 years, and we knew, you know, last year obviously was profoundly disappointing, but at least for the last 3 years, 49er fans had every reason to believe that they were going to be a Super Bowl contender. I don't think you can come into this year thinking that the 49ers are going to be a Super Bowl contender. I think you can think about this team and say, you know, they're a work in progress, and hopefully, you know, maybe if they're going to have growing pains, it happens the first half of the year, and then they kind of get it going and they start peaking as the end of the regular season comes. But I guess what I'm saying is I don't understand, or I wouldn't look at this 49er team right now and confidently think they're going to win more than 10 games. I'm not saying they can't or they won't, but I don't think that can be an expectation this year. I think the expectation's got to be pretty simple, and that is, can we scratch and claw and make the playoffs?
And can you see what you have in your young guys?
Yes.
Especially on defense. But before the break, I talked about going through last year's roster, because to me, it kind of it illustrates what they're trying to replace. Okay, so Deebo Samuel last year, would you have considered him a question mark for last year's team?
Not really, no.
See, I think with the way that he played...
Yeah. I mean, do you mean before or after the season?
No. Just last season, 2024, that's it.
Okay.
Deebo Samuel.
He wasn't the player he was.
Okay.
But you want to go through these individually?
Yeah, I mean, if you want, we could talk about Deebo. But that's somebody that they now have to replace.
Exactly.
And I know he wasn't great last year, but that's still a starting caliber wide receiver.
No doubt. And when we were talking about who we think the 49ers are going to miss, I actually do think they're going to miss Deebo Samuel because for whatever reason, I know he didn't have a great year numbers-wise, but I do think that when he's on the field, he must be accounted for. And with him not on the field, it just takes one little extra weapon away from Kyle Shanahan. I always felt like Deebo was kind of their wild card. They have McCaffrey, who's just a real good running back. They have Ayuk, a good receiver. They have Kittle, a solid tight end. And then they have this Swiss Army knife guy that they can run five times a game and maybe get five catches a game, and he gets 100 total yards. And it just kind of happens without you having to shoehorn him into the game plan. I guess what I'm saying is I think there may be a ramification from Deebo not being on the field and not having to be accounted for, and it might manifest itself in them being a little more vanilla offensively.
I also think it's someone that Brock Purdy has familiarity with. Whether he was good, bad, ugly last season, and there were times in which he was all three, Brock Purdy still knew and had a connection and a chemistry with Deebo Samuel. He just did. Now he's trying to build that, relatively speaking, on the fly with Ricky Pearsall, who played some last year, Jordan Watkins, who he's never thrown the ball to before, you know, Robbie Chosen, like other receivers that are in and going to have to play significant snaps. DeMarcus Robinson's a veteran, so I'm less worried about him, but obviously he's going to miss some games at the beginning of the season. But just not having Deebo Samuel out there also makes things a bit more difficult for your quarterback. I don't think it was a coincidence that yesterday, Steiny, like George Kittle, the one positive that we heard from both Shasky and I was reading yesterday in regards to Brock Purdy is like his connection with Kittle was flawless. You know, his balls to Kittle were looking great, was on time, ball was getting to where it needed to go exactly when Kittle was break. Like those kinds of things are expected because, number one, Kittle's an all-pro. Number two, there's a built-in chemistry between quarterback and his top pass catcher. That's something that even if Deebo Samuel was not worth $20 million, I think we all agreed based on what happened last season. And I think the Niners probably made a smart financial and future choice by getting off of him. That's something that Brock Purdy's going to miss.
Yeah, and this from the YouTube chat from Instant One. Did we forget about how they kept spamming the wide receiver jet sweep with Deebo and it kept losing us yardage last season? Deebo is washed. I would say that, believe it or not, where my mind goes after I read that text is that, well, maybe because Debo's on the field, he was accounted for in a way last year that he wasn't in previous years, and it was designed to deal with him more than in previous years. But I do agree that I think he's lost a step, or, you know, he wasn't quite the... I mean, he was incapable of being brought down by one man before last year, it felt like. And last year, it felt like he was being tackled more easily.
What if I also told you that, well, I don't think that Deebo was great last season, and he's been kind of in decline since he got his big contract. I think not having Christian McCaffrey on the field negatively impacted his play.
I'm sure you're right.
I also think there's a possibility that's a two-way street. Christian McCaffrey is a damn good player. I think if he is healthy this season, he's going to be a Pro Bowler, you know, might be an All-Pro again. I don't know. But I do think that the absence of Deebo Samuel means there's more attention on Christian McCaffrey because they both do similar things. McCaffrey's better than Deebo and has been for the past few seasons. But still, it just allowed the Niners offense to have so many more ways to attack you. And that option's no longer on the field unless there's, and this is where we're going to find out through preseason and early this year, unless there's a young guy that can step in and be something similar or have a similar skill set to Deebo Samuel. And that right now, we don't know. And that's why there's so many questions to me about this team. It's and why I was kind of going on the roster. So like Deebo Samuel is somebody they have to replace. Okay, they might have someone who could do something similar, but if they don't, well, then you're more limited offensively. And Christian McCaffrey's going to have more pressure on him.
And that's one way to look at it. And one of the ways that I look at it is if you look at this team 2 years ago when they were at their best, okay, they had McCaffrey, top three running back in the NFL. They had Kittle, top three tight end in the NFL. They had Brandon Ayuk, emerging receiver, maybe a number one receiver, but if he's not, he's pretty darn close. Then they had Deebo Samuel, one of the most explosive players a few years back. Also, here's the way I look at it, though. 2 years ago, we looked at Juwan Jennings, and he was kind of a third down receiver. He was kind of a short third down yardage receiver. He'd get you 8 or 9 yards and move the chains. He's their number one receiver right now, and he's not even on the field. So I look at a guy like Jennings 2 or 3 years ago and think, boy, I mean, he was like the fifth option. Now he's the number one receiving option. And the other guy who's across from him is going to be a second-year player who didn't play an awful lot in year one. These are the things where I always look at it. Of course, these guys could emerge, and of course, they could have big seasons. But the reality is they're going to have to be better than we expect them to be. Because if they're as good as we expect them to be, that's not good enough compared with past years.
Now, to the defensive side of the ball, the interior of their defensive line is extremely young, and it's because they're replacing two players that, similar to Deebo, many people thought were too expensive and not giving you requisite production for what they're being paid. Javon Hargrave, gone this offseason. Malik Collins, gone this offseason. And Hargrave made a lot more than Malik Collins did, but now you're asking Alfred Collins and another young defensive lineman to step into those spots. And are they cheaper, more labor, I guess, saving alternatives? Sure. They're cheaper options. But are they going to be as good as Hargrave and Collins? I hope so. I don't know. And to me, they're a team that has a lot of youth at different positions that they're trying to fill. But this is the first year of it. Are these guys going to be ahead of schedule? That's why I'm looking at the Niners with a cautious eye, because they have a lot of questions at positions which used to be filled by mainstays or members of their previous core. And while those guys fell off and the Niners had to, for different reasons, move on from them, it's not just an easy thing to replace those guys. In a year or two, you're hoping your young dudes can improve to be better, but just plugging a rookie in for Deebo Samuel or plugging a rookie in for Javon Hargrave, it's not as simple as, well, those guys are going to be better. They're going to be cheaper, and they're going to help save you money, and eventually you're going to turn a new leaf. But in their first season, to me, that's a lot to put on the plate of these guys who have never taken a snap in the NFL.
Yeah, and it's a matter of kind of how much confidence Robert Saleh and Shanahan are going to have in these players. I guess the question would be, I just remember when the 49ers acquired Hargrave from Philly, there was a lot of excitement. Oh, Hargrave is going to be, he's going to be up there on the defensive line with Bosa, or if he's going to play outside, he's going to be on the other side. And he just never was the guy that they thought on the interior. I'm just looking at him and Leonard Floyd. So I'm thinking, well, the Eagles, when they moved Hargrave, why did they move Hargrave? Wasn't it because they thought they had a stud in Jalen Carter? guy they ended up drafting.
They didn't re-sign Hargrave because it was too much money.
And so they get Jalen Carter in there. Hargrave moves on, and they don't skip a beat. I mean, that's what a really good team needs to happen. They need to hit on Mykel Williams, the Niners. They need to hit on Alfred Collins. They need to hit on West. And then if they hit on two or three of those guys, now you have younger players who are giving you more production than some of the older guys. But I agree, it's not a given, and it's not easy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find those guys.
Well, and they're asking for a lot of them to be those dudes. You know, if the Niners have a couple of Nick Bosa's and Deebo Samuels who were extremely impactful in their rookie season on a year that went to the Super Bowl, well, then we got a different story. But I'm not hearing that Mykel Williams, even before he got banged up a bit yesterday, is looking like Nick Bosa of 2019. He's not expected to. I'm not hearing that Jordan Watkins, and again, not expected to, is looking like Deebo Samuel out of the second round of the South Carolina. Like, I'm not hearing these things from those guys, and that's why I guess when I'm looking at the Niners, I do think there is a path for them to be successful, but I don't want to overdo it because they're a really young team. To me, this is a season in which they're hoping they can be ahead of schedule. And to me, being ahead of schedule is getting to the playoffs and winning a game. You know, but I think just because Purdy's the quarterback, you got Kittle, Trent, Christian, Bosa, Warner, you do have a lot of guys, a lot of dudes and mainstays and holdovers from those great teams. But to me, they all have to be great in order to sort of supplement the amount of youth and question marks we have for the rest of this team. You know, and maybe that's where to our conversation yesterday, that there is pressure on Purdy. You know, to me, I don't know if it's pressure to, you know, turn Ricky Pearsall into like a Pro Bowl receiver. Like, if Ricky Pearsall isn't very good, which I do think he is going to be solid for them this year, then like how much is Brock Purdy supposed to uplift this team? We don't know how much talent is in the coffers of sort of the young core for the 49ers.
No, and I keep coming to the defense. And the one thing that I'm starting to think was a great move for the San Francisco 49ers was getting Robert Saleh back here this particular year, because, you know, they've had Wilkes, they've had Sorensen, and the defense has been really under scrutiny. So if you're going to have a young defense and you're going to have 6-7 different names on defense, it's a good thing Saleh's the defensive coordinator, because everybody thinks he's great. So if the defense struggles, let's say for the first half of the season, I think Saleh's going to get the benefit of the doubt in all cases. I think if Saleh weren't the defensive coordinator and they were in transition and were struggling, we would look at it as though, well, here's another carousel of a, you know, defensive coordinator, and this guy's not getting it done either. But I think Saleh, I like the idea that Saleh has been brought back the year that they are in transition, because everybody seems to have confidence in Saleh and, most importantly, the veterans. So ideally, this young team could grow with Saleh, who's just gotten back here after coaching the Jets.
Yeah, well, I think he's proven. He's far more proven as a defensive mind than the previous two guys that have had his position for the 49ers. But I don't know if you get this feeling. It kind of sounds like every time Saleh is talking about his defense, it's like he's tempering expectation. You know, a theme has been getting better every day and development and improvement. And we talked about it yesterday. They'll have the second youngest defense going into this season at about 25 and a half years old. That's a really, really young defense. But I don't hear a guy that is just expecting his group to become a top 5 or top 10 unit. They might have the potential to, but I don't get the feeling from Robert Saleh that he sees a dominant defense right now.
No chance.
Going into week one of preseason, or the first game of the preseason.
Yeah, I would say how could he, when he has been the defensive coordinator of some great defenses here with a lot of veteran players. I think even if he were in a private meeting with Shanahan saying, these guys, these rookies on defense are unbelievable, they are going to be incredible. Or if he's saying to Shanahan, I got to tell you, I haven't been impressed with any of these young guys, and I'm getting a little worried. I think you still play it the same publicly, because it is such a young team and you're not going to want to put ridiculous expectations on them. I actually think there's a chance the defense could be really bad. But obviously we'll see, and I'm talking about in the beginning of the year, then they'd have nowhere to go but up. But I, like, this is what I mean about just yesterday taking everything in. I just, now it feels like I wonder if Purdy's going to have enough time to throw, essentially, because I'm worried about the protection. And then defensively, they might not be good defensively. Like, the only, you know, they got a couple players that we know they can rely on, Warner and Bosa. But, man, outside that, it's, they're asking for a lot.
Well, and that's why when we're talking about the quarterback, and I think, honestly, what you just talked about is one of the reasons why we're not hearing a lot about Purdy. It's because, this camp isn't about him.
No.
Brock Purdy is one of the more proven players on this roster, and he's only in this is going to be his third full season as starting quarterback. But you look around, and there's rookies everywhere. There's on some teams, some of these offensive linemen might be backups. You know, the offensive line is getting crushed yesterday. Behind McCaffrey, you got the next two running backs that are already out. We're looking at Corey Kiner, who's undrafted, who might get the bulk of the carries tomorrow in preseason week game one, just because McCaffrey's not going to play, and who else are you going to have to throw out there? You know, Brock Purdy, I think, at the beginning of this season, with the amount of injuries that have carried over from last year, combined with the amount of turnover that this team has undergone, he's going to be facing an uphill battle. And I just want people to not expect him to just like drag the Niners to victory. He might do that. And maybe that's where he's taken a leap as a quarterback. But to me, he's facing an uphill challenge at the beginning of this season, just looking at the rest of this roster.
Yeah, to me, it's just a function, you're right, of kind of where they are. He got paid, and I think if you're a fan, you feel good about, you either feel good about him being the quarterback for the next 5 years, or you might be somebody like me that says, you know, it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money, but, you know, I don't think he's terrible at all. I think he's, you know, top 10, top, or, you know, the 10th to 15th best quarterback in the NFL. The issue was that the 49ers had Super Bowl aspirations. So it was natural that the question and the bulk of them would be about Purdy, who was in his second or third year, just starting to come around, and he wasn't sought after in the draft either. So naturally, he was going to be a big question. But now, if you're putting Super Bowl title just off to the side a little as less realistic, well, then you put Purdy in the known category if you compare it to all the other guys on the roster. In other words, yeah, if this team still were in a Super Bowl window, maybe we would be talking about Purdy, but the reality of the situation is Purdy's one of the mainstays now on this team. Whether he's great or just good kind of doesn't matter because he's been around longer than a lot of the guys who are going to end up playing for him this year.
I think that this year, Kyle Shanahan said it. Maybe I could try and find the cut during the break. Kyle Shanahan told Tim Kawakami this, I think it was a few weeks ago when he sat down with him. He compared this season almost to like 2018. And 2018 was not a good year for the 49ers, but it was the building block for what 2019 became. I think that this roster is at least more top-heavy than the 2018 squad. When Kyle Shanahan said that or made that connection, I don't know. Like, immediately I just felt as if this season is... It has the potential to be something, Steiny, but I don't think that this staff is, and maybe this front office with the amount of guys that they got rid of, is telling us that this is supposed to be the year. Like it,
I don't disagree again, with that.
How many teams in sports cut costs and get significantly better? Because that's what the Niners did.
Yep.
And last year was crippled by injury and a lot of different things that happened. But they spent the most cash in the NFL last season. And this year, they will not be spending the most cash in the NFL. And I'm just, what does that signal?
Well, I hate to say it, but I do feel like inside the building, and whether that's Jed York, John Lynch, Saleh, Shanahan, Parag, any of the scouts, they don't have the sense of urgency they've had the last 3 years. They're not in the same place. The expectations are not nearly as high, and I think they have a better I think they know that in order to get to 10-7 or to be a playoff team, they've got a long way to go. Like they think they might be able to pull it off, but there's no chance that they're going to talk about this team like they've talked about the previous 2 or 3 years because I think they see the writing on the wall that they don't have as much talent as they have in the last 2 or 3 years.
And I want to play a George Kittle sound from yesterday. Again, just kind of, I don't know. Some people feel like we're building excuses for this team. I'm just trying to be realistic about this squad. I'm hearing what the coaching staff is saying. I'm listening to what people are talking about in regards to the joint practice. Tomorrow's their first preseason game. None of the big boys are going to play. We're going to see where these rookies and where these young guys are at. And to me, I got to see him prove it before I can believe that this 49ers team is just going to bounce right back after a 6-11 season where they were the worst team in the NFC West. 888-957-9570 is the number. Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson with Steinmetz. We're going to be back after this, all sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.